put on our PJs, build a blanket fort. Let's go inside, get cozy, comfortable. It's not a coincidence, it's a metaphor about how we come together and build our world. And when the convo ends, we break it down and begin again. Yeah. Sit down, tune in, crank it. It's time to bring your own blanket. Blanket Ninjas.
Welcome to season 3 of Bring Your Own Blanket, a yoga podcast where we get cozy and discuss interesting topics to uplift, inspire, and contribute, all inside a blanket fort. Before we start, Janan, you had a quick message.
Hi, my name is Janan, and I have a quick message for you. First of all, thank you so much for listening. Second of all, go to patreon.com/BYOblanket and become a patron. We say this at the beginning of every episode. And some of you guys have not yet gone to that website yet. What? At least go check it out. You're on your phone or your laptop probably all the time. patreon.com/BYOblanket. You can become a official blanket ninja and a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. You get cool swag in the mail that has been sanitized in this climate that we live in where no one wants to touch our hands.
Handled with gloves and everything.
No worries about that. Just patreon.com/BYOblanket. Check it out. We love you. And if you cannot donate monetarily, please review us on iTunes. Back to you, Maria.
Thanks, Janan, and welcome you guys to our episode. We've got a fantastic guest. Our first, what is this, virtual blanket fort?
She's zooming in.
Yeah.
From across the globe.
I love that. Do you want to introduce our guest,
Janan? Yes, I sure do. Yes, I sure do. Insert drum roll sound here. It's Melinda Lux. Pronounced it right. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Melinda, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. We are big fans of you, and we are also friends of you, so it works out really well.
Both things.
Will you tell our listeners who you be?
I be Melinda Lux from Portland, Oregon, and I've lived in the Pacific Northwest happily for most of my life. I run yoga studios, I lead teacher trainings and create programs, trainings, and work to assist others in doing the same.
Oh, yeah,
so like other studio owners and leaders around the world, really, who want to lead teacher trainings and run studios. I have been doing a lot more of that lately, which I really, really love.
So you're a yoga consultant?
Sure.
Tell us what studios you run.
So I own Willamette Valley Power Yoga.
Willamette?
In Oregon.
Is that how you say that word? I've never said it out loud. Willamette.
Yes. You might be familiar with Willamette Valley Power Yoga. It's one and the same, but it's pronounced Willamette.
Got it.
I have some business partners in that venture, and we have a partner studio up in Coeur d'Alene that... wonderful, wonderful woman Michelle owns. And then I own a studio up in Portland, PX
cool.
Power Yoga.
Weren't we in Coeur d'Alene last year? Was that
2019? 2 years ago.
We went to Idaho in 2018?
Yeah.
My memory ain't what it used to be. Oh, well, thanks for zooming in. Melinda has been a longtime listener, first-time guest ninja. That's so cool. Ah.
I know. Podcast. I'm so excited. Yeah.
You listeners, if you don't know who she is, what is your Instagram handle or something like that?
My Instagram handle, my personal one is mlukch, L-U-K-S-C-H, one vowel, lots of consonants.
Go and look at it.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Good work.
Awesome.
Are you
good? I know.
Yeah. Can you... Sound check real quick. Say something.
Something.
Okay, great.
Okay, perfect. Oof. Okay.
Continuing with what we're going to talk about today. So Melinda brought us a really excellent topic that which I'm inspired by. Are you inspired by it, Maria?
Super inspired.
The topic is inspiration. We did not plan that, if you
not at all.
If you couldn't tell. So, yeah, talking about inspiration, because it, like, when we had our little pre-recording chat, we realized, like, it's so much bigger than just, like, oh, my God, hashtag yoga inspiration. Make sure I get a lot of followers. So tell us why you picked this topic, Melinda, and what you hope to impart to the listeners in this episode.
So this topic of inspiration, the idea of inspiration, is something that has just been in my space a lot lately, considering the time of the and space the world is in. It's, you know, being socially distanced and like having whatever shelter in place, whatever your state is calling it. I have found myself really, really deeply inspired by people. People just like online via Zoom, people that I've talked to or sent texts to or gotten texts from, just like how there's inspiration everywhere like that. But then also how I've been feeling more and more inspired, just in the sense that I have space to be inspired, which got me to thinking like, well, why am I inspired now? Why wasn't I inspired when I was busy? So it's just something that's been coming up daily. Inspiration, inspire, inspiring, all the words. And I feel that inspiration is something that's not only linked to creativity or artistry or things like that, but actually just like inspired by humans lately.
Okay, so if you're listening to this far out in the future, person listening to this, just know that we are recording this during the midst of the pandemic, which Maria pointed out is not a global pandemic, because that's just redundant.
Just pandemic.
Pandemic already means it's everywhere. Anyway, so yeah, we're recording in the midst of that. Maria and I are on day 14 of our quarantine.
Our official quarantine, but then we still have the work safe. I think that's what Harris County is calling it.
Working from home.
Yeah. Or whatever it's called.
It's really tough. We ran out of Topo Chico today.
Ugh, I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm being absolutely joking, everyone. Just so you know, our hearts go out to everyone who do actually have it very tough.
Yeah.
We're very lucky.
I know. Yes, Melinda is right. Inspiration is usually associated with creativity. And even though it is true, you know, when artists probably will say that they felt inspired to make a certain work, drawing, painting, music, whatever it might be, and inspiration is not exclusive to creativity, which is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful concept to me, because we can bring inspiration everywhere in our lives.
I was looking up the word inspiration in this word origins book we have, and they don't have it. How is that possible?
Maybe they weren't inspired to write it.
Oh, I see it. Okay, inspiration comes from the word spirit. So it says sea spirit. That's just a cool sentence. Sea spirit.
Mm-hmm. You know, before we started recording, I also mentioned that to me, inspiration has this like spiritual essence to it.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's a connection. Now I have proof.
It's in a book.
Exactly.
Okay, you guys want to know the etymological... Yes. Mean something or the other of the word spirit. Actually, this is, I've read this before and it's pretty beautiful. You ready, Melinda?
Mm-hmm.
All the way in Oregon, you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Willamette. So, spirit comes from the Latin, I'm gonna butcher all of these words, I don't know. Spiritus? Originally meant breath. It was derived from the verb spirare, breathe. The source of the English aspire, conspire, expire, inspire, which probably came ultimately from the prehistoric Indo-European base spais or pais, imitative of the sound of blowing or breathing out. So, inspiration, the word etymologically is traced to the ancient sound that referred to breath or breathing. That's freaking nuts, man.
You know what's also really ironic about this is during lunch when Janan and I were eating today, she was practicing her Spanish with me. So in Spanish, she basically said that when cave people back in the day, like, it's amazing how they came up with language and how language evolved the way it did, right? Into all these different sounding languages. And she made a joke about how when cavemen said, huh, and made that noise, that eventually became Spanish. And that turns out, more proof for that.
Sí.
Sí.
Sí, sí se puede.
Sí se puede.
¿Hablas español, Melinda?
I'm very impressed.
¿Hablas español?
No.
That was really good Spanish. Good job.
You said it right with the right accent and everything. I loved it.
No.
Gracias.
Oh, you can roll your R's, I hear.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it really is for someone with your color of hair. So good job.
What?
Melinda's blonde, just so everybody knows. I don't meet a lot of blondes that can roll their R's, unless they're a Latin lady who dyed their hair blonde. Okay, we're off topic.
Very off topic. Let's get inspired to talk about
inspiration. Yeah, inspire us, Melinda. Just dive right in.
All right. So it's interesting, actually, that it's that breath, because that's one of the definitions. If you just like do like, you know, the boring Webster dictionary, not the cool book that you have. But one of the second definitions is to breathe. And if that's where the word actually came from, it's just one of those things that it even seals it more, that it's actually nothing to do with creativity or, you know, making stuff or art. I mean, yes, of course, that's how it's evolved. And I think being inspired by the human spirit and being inspired by people to go off and do something, whether it is, could be painting a painting, but also like taking a yoga class, for instance, and having the class have nothing extra, just the poses, the breath, the drishti, the very basics, and kind of that process of being inspired then to go out and do something, take action in some way.
When you say just the poses, do you mean like that the teacher is not providing like external inspiration? Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you've taken a yoga class where there's teachers that do fill the space with a lot of like inspirational things that are extra, more than just like Warrior One.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think as yoga teachers, there's this pressure to have to say something profound or
inspirational. You got to talk about the chakras. Totally. We got to balance those chakras. We got to do like invisible Reiki spells. And we've got to make sure that everyone knows the stories of Shiva.
I love the question mark after that.
There are stories about Shiva. And it's, I wouldn't, and I'd say I have taken some very inspiring classes from teachers who are, just have so many amazing things to impart. And also I think there's an inspiration that comes from being with ourselves in a space that's just really present and very much just grounded and nothing, you know, quote unquote inspiring, as I do air quotes, I have to say it. And yet being inspired to do something, do something differently. I know that if I am not in a good space, like if I'm not, you know, being above the line and making good choices or having thoughts that are positive and productive, I'm like, you know what? I think I just need to go do a yoga, just get on my mat for a little bit and be inspired to come back to like what I know is true and what I know is right.
Yeah.
And we were talking before, like no one's ever, it's like no one has said like, I'm inspired to be an ass right now, you know?
Hilarious
to me.
That's not how we use the word inspire, right? Yeah, you're like, oh man, like.
Authentically anyway. Like, so I could see myself saying that in a joking way, but totally.
I think you brought up two really good points about, again, and we love talking about paradoxes on this podcast.
Hashtag paradox.
Yes. And I think it's one of them that you mentioned is that willingness to try something new, whether it is just a yoga class or whatever it may be. So I think inspiration requires that open-mindedness, like just be totally cool with having a different, a new experience. And it is also, it takes the action of actually being in that mindset, like prepared, like how you are in a yoga room when you're having a really good practice, and whether that may be because the teacher is causing it or because you just had it in yourself. So I think it's a lot of influence within, like an external influence that happens, and then also something that happens within us.
It's the meaning of namaste.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like this, what's in me is within you at the same time. I really like that we uncovered and talked about how the word inspire event like came from the word for breathe, because what's one thing all humans do always until they die? It's breathe.
Yeah.
And we teach, and as yoga teachers, to, you know, just do your practice, and we talk to the breath a lot because that's what hooks people to the present moment. And you know, when you get inspired, Melinda, when you're being present. And it also, you know, in during this pandemic time when many of us have so much space, that could be why you were saying before, you're like, you're so inspired now, and you weren't inspired before when you were so busy, because your space is literally full of past and future.
Yeah, or just stuff.
Yeah.
Crap.
Some good crap, some bad crap.
Yeah.
Some neutral crap. I have a lot of neutral crap in my life.
What's neutral crap?
I would say, honestly, like a lot of television shows.
Okay.
Like, look, it's other people being creative, and then they put their product out for us, and we're like, oh my God, look at it. It's so amazing. And we can learn things from TV. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good thing in that way. And then it can be a bad thing if you watch it way too much. So it's just kind of like a neutral, it's like water. I just equivalated Netflix to water. Guys, this is quality content. Just share this out with your friends. This is, if you haven't learned anything today, you just learned that
Netflix is water.
And it's neutral crap. Wow.
Hashtag.
So what would you say? Well, like, what am I trying to say? If someone were to say, hey, I don't have the space where I can just sit and do nothing all day, so what should I do if I am not really feeling inspiration? How do I get inspired? How do I get my butt moving into doing the things that I wish I could do? What would you say?
I'd say start doing them. Well, really though, that's what I've learned in my many years on this planet. I mean, cause I've been in the creative, like the full on artist creative space, and also like in the creation of businesses or, creating content, a lot of writing, stuff like that. And I've found that if I sit and wait for inspiration to come to me, it is never going to show up.
Mm. Like it's like always there with you?
Not in a powerful way.
Mm.
Well, then it's forced, I feel. Right? Because like I can take action. I can say like, oh, I'm going to move this. But you can't be like, I'm going to be inspired right now. It's not like a switch. You just flip it on.
No, but I think the inspiration can happen when we're out with other people and like, or we're out doing something and taking action for the what's next.
The beginning may be forced sometimes. Like I know when I'm need to work out today, and the first 5 minutes is just like, oh my God, do not want to. I would rather be napping. I mean, a part of me would, not all of me, obviously. So yeah, the first part is a little bit of force, and then it's in momentum.
So there is this Harvard psych experiment about inspiration. And one of the things that they found, well, they found a few things. And a lot of them were really, really interesting to me. And again, it goes back to like a paradox. So it said
Hashtag paradox.
Yes. So it said that people who experience inspiration are more open-minded and ready to take on new experiences, which then leads to them being more inspired. And then it also says that people who quote-unquote struggled with feeling inspired or experiencing inspiration, all it took for them to start experiencing it was just recalling a time where they actually experienced it in the past.
Changing a perspective.
Yes.
Remembering the future.
Is that, did you come up with that?
No.
Oh, okay.
That is Suzanne Conrad, Light Year Leadership right
oh,
there.
Oh, of course it is. Suzanne, you're a genius.
And also, it did also say that people who are entrepreneurs often experience inspiration more often than people who don't.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Which, because it makes sense, right? You can recall it. Your memory just goes into that cycle.
I'm trying to remember a time lately when I had not been inspired and, like, what it took for me to want to be inspired. Isn't that kind of weird? It's...
Mm-hmm.
Is it inspiration makes inspiration inspire?
It's kind of like that, inspiration though. A choice?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I think it is because there's a level of action that's required.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I never thought about it like that. Oh my gosh, I'm so inspired right now. For real.
And end scene.
Mic drop.
Wow. Yeah, I have not been super inspired to write lately. That's... Mm-hmm. One thing that I always am like, I wish I could write my book finally. I wish I could write a daily blog or journal, or I wish I could. I had been writing for the Houstonia magazine before all this shiz happened. And I'm looking at why I haven't been inspired, and it's because that's just, I wasn't putting my attention on it. So I have to choose to put my attention on it if I want to actually do it.
Amazing.
Man, life can be so simple, Melinda.
It can be, can it?
It can.
And yet, like, it's, I think, little bits of inspiration and, like, little victories almost. Mm-hmm. Because there is, you guys know the word epiphany.
Yeah.
Epiphany.
I hear it all the time, like, in teacher training. Like, okay, I had an epiphany. Or, like, I got to the thing. And so there is a difference between, like, these little moments of, like, wow, like, that makes a lot of sense. I'm really inspired. And like the inspiration that actually propels us into the, what's actually coming next, or like the next right step. And having the attachment to inspiration must be this big, you know, I almost said apocalyptic, not a good time to say that, but like big, you know, epiphany style, just like, you know, angels singing, sun shining down type of, you know, glittery thing. Puts a lot of pressure. I think that puts a lot of, like, the idea of inspiration puts a lot of pressure on inspiration itself.
Yeah, like, I want to have that movie moment where I go, aha! And then just like, and start writing.
And then you write the next Harry Potter series?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's a montage of you, like, getting signed, and yeah, the New York Times bestseller. Like, moving to a penthouse.
Well, so Marie
Central
and I...
Central Park West.
Sorry. I mean, that sounds pretty nice, but...
Yeah. I dig in.
I would buy an island. Let's get real.
Also that.
So Marie and I go on a trek in Nepal almost every year. And the trek lasts anywhere from 4 to 7 days, depending on like which trek we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because it's reminded me of, you know, it may be cliche, but of a journey where you've gone on long treks, I'm sure, Melinda, being a Pacific Northwesterner. You seem pretty, you're wearing flannel even as we speak. Are you pretty outdoorsy?
I love the outdoors. I do. I'm not so much a trekker, but I would. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, you've gone on a long ass walk.
I sure have.
Okay. It's almost the same thing. Walk. Just imagine it lasts for days and you have to like sleep at different places. So anyway, on the trek, for those of you that have gone on the trek, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There, you just have to keep walking. You can't stop walking because what are you going to do? Just lay there in the mud and not sleep anywhere that night? And there are many hours in a row where there's no views. You're just kind of sledging around on rocks and mud, and you're in the trees. Or, like, the view was beautiful, but then you kind of get tired of it because you've just looked at trees for 3 days now. But then there are those moments where you get the vista where you're like, oh, shit, the Himalayas! Oh, my God, we got to keep going! So inspiration in that metaphor and what you just described to me is, like, the will that keeps putting one foot in front of the other, no matter how it looks on the outside, it's the actual movement forward. Yeah?
I love that. I like how you're like, yeah, yes, actually. Yes. Yes, 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 and more yes.
Yes, queen.
Maybe now you're inspired to go on a trek.
Kind of. I'm going to go on your trek.
Well, whenever you want to go to Nepal, you can just tomorrow? Tell us and we...
Tomorrow. Yeah,
we'll hop on a plane and go.
We do too, Melinda. We do too.
No, that's such a great point because it is, and it has to be moving forward. Otherwise, yeah, you're right. You're sleeping in the mud.
Yeah. And I mean,
and that's what it feels like when I'm not inspired. And the moment I become aware of it, because like before I'm aware that I'm not inspired, to move forward or whatever it might be. It's just kind of like a gray mess, like water. It's very neutral.
Netflix.
And then when I realize I'm not inspired, it's like, yeah, for sure. Just stuck in the mud, stuck in a rut, stuck in something I want to get out of.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel good. However, I'm going to go on record saying this. I could be absolutely wrong. Being stuck in the mud is a little necessary sometimes.
I think so. Because
if we never, ever got the icky, oh, God, I've just been laying here feeling, then the feeling of, like, coming out of that and being renewed and rejuvenated, we wouldn't know what that is either. You can't be rejuvenated all the time. Right?
True.
Yeah.
Rejuvenated. Yeah.
Because, like, part of the journey is being like, ew, leeches, ew, mud, ugh, rest stop, ugh. I'm below the line a little bit right now. That's what makes a good story.
Totally. Well, what's the saying? No thorns, no roses.
Oh, yeah. You're full of good other people's sayings.
I do have lots of them. I'm not totally sure. I know that Baron said it because Iyengar said it, but I think somebody else besides Iyengar said it, but I'm not positive about that.
I think
that.
It's from someone from like the 1800s or 1700s. Listeners, if you know who said thorny roses are good, then tell us on... what did you say?
I said no thorns, no roses.
Ah, yes.
Thorny roses.
Are good. That's our new phrase.
Mm-hmm. That's how you bring it to 2020.
Oh my gosh, let's have shirts. Thorny roses are good. Good is spelled G-U-D. Like look.
Exactly.
Anyways.
I love it.
I want to just get the heck off of my butt right now and go do a million things. I'm so inspired.
Yes.
You're a quiet laugher, Melinda.
I'm not.
Well, you know, I've been on a podcast or two, and I always get told, like, don't laugh too loud. I'm like, okay.
Oh, not on ours.
No, please do.
Let it rip.
Let it.
You'll hear the looksh cackle come out one of these minutes. Like, me and my mom, my sisters, we all have the same kind of, like, jarring.
Like that?
Exactly. Very similar to that. You'll make me laugh, clown.
And make me laugh. Entertain me.
I had a joke earlier, but it's so annoying when you think of jokes. Okay, here's a joke. I wrote this. It's the best joke I've ever written.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Are you ready?
Totally.
If you're capable, put on a cape.
That's good.
Was that a fake laugh? Because no one usually laughs at that.
I laugh at that all the time.
I mean, it's good. You know, let's put it this way. I haven't heard a joke in about 2 weeks. So.
Oh, man. Aww.
Well,
it's good. Anything is good right now. Anything is funny.
I'm just proud of it because no one ever expects that punchline.
No.
I like the look of shock on people's faces when I say it and they're just like,
they're like,
no,
that's it. And then they get it.
Thank you for validating me as a comedian. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Are you? You're in retirement, though.
I am in retirement. That's correct. I did stand up for 2 years and retired. But how amazing! What a illustrious career that was, doing
great
open
mics.
Great
experience, though.
Yeah, definitely. I was inspired, and then
I was gonna say you must have been inspired.
Yeah. It wasn't that even inspiration ran out. I was actually inspired to quit when I realized I was spending too much energy not teaching yoga, which is my true passion.
Mm. It's your calling.
It's my calling. Marie and I would talk about that sometimes, is when you learn inspirational works and, like, cool things to say, that which help get you from below the line to above the line. Mm-hmm. If I'm below the line and I'm smart, unfortunately, I sometimes manipulate those tools to, like, stay below the line, but in a secret spy kind of way. And then I'm even deluding myself. And then I don't feel inspired. Then the work feels like work.
Well, then that's the ego at work.
Yeah. Right?
Totally.
And the ego can be really, really smart and very logical.
So you're saying when you feel connected to people is when you feel inspired? Was that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because the opposite, like how I'm feeling lately is like I'm annoyed. I'm either annoyed with certain people or upset with them, or I feel like there's some sort of turmoil or conflict, right? It's just like kind of that simple question at level one, like what's not working? Where in your life is there something not working? And then when there's that, when that's in my space, like in my mind, like it's happening right now, like today, yesterday, probably, you know, whatever. I'm like, probably tomorrow. That's horrible. But, and then though I can choose to get on my mat. Like I did, I practiced this morning. I'm going to practice in like 10 minutes at Laura's class. And like, I can choose a different thing to focus on, because the mind can really only focus on one thing at a time. So if I'm really just on my mat focusing on my breath, like I actually am like, okay, I'm out of all of that other stuff. And yeah, connected to other people, connected to myself. And I feel like, especially through these online classes, it's the only time I get to see people. So like, yeah, even just being connected to Laura as the teacher, I feel that that's when inspiration really arises, is just through connection. And it's below the line is disconnected. We kind of talked about this, you know, being below the line is frustration, anxiety, stress, being pissed off, needing to be right, all that. And none of that is connection.
Wow.
So good. Another.
And like, I know this, and that's the hard thing is like, I know this and I know what to do, but I'm wrapped up in having like, even having to be right, that like, thinking other people are in reaction right now, and that I'm the grounded solid one, like even having to be right about that is keeping me from actually being inspired.
True. Amazing.
I get that so much, because I went to Whole Foods yesterday to get some necessary items, and I was so right in how dumb other people were being about social distancing, you know. Like, I could say I was literally correct, ma'am. You are 3 feet away from me. That is way too close. Well, why are you choosing to like come and grab the same orange I'm grabbing? And the feeling of I'm right, you're wrong, not inspiring.
Yeah.
Not a space of creation. Not a space of connection.
Nope.
What is there to do then?
What's that?
What is there to do then in that? That's what I've been in inquiry about, is in that moment of where I'm like, nah, get away from me. I'm correct. I'm grounded. You're crazy. What is there to do, Janon?
Stop.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
I sent you one of my musings. What did I say? Like, I don't know why. I haven't read this in forever, when I sent you some of those like screenshots of my notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, the truth is 99% of the time we don't take our own advice, meaning the judgment we place on others. And when we're in it, we do exactly what we'd be so quick to notice as bad in somebody else. And I just put at the bottom, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading a book about it. Well, listening to a book about it, how like there's this experiment where it was like, people thought that the experiment was a test and there was like a prize for whoever got the most right answers. But the experiment wasn't about that. So what happens is like, they would pair people, but the person that they got paired with was part of the experiment. And then the proctor would leave the exam, the room for an emergency, a phone call, whatever it may have been. And then the person that was part of the research told the subjects, hey, that guy left the answers of the test on his desk. Yeah. And then, so when they answer the questions of like, because, and some people did, you know, found the answers, used them to a certain extent. And when they were answering questions, they were like, no, I didn't cheat. Like, I would never do that. And then when they would hear another person's response, it was like, well, yeah, that they obviously cheated. And it was this really interesting of the perception of their own actions versus somebody else's that was completely, I mean, really the same, but their perception was like the opposite.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting.
Where did you say you heard that? Because I feel like I've heard that exact same thing.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Study. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Was that in Talking to Strangers?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
We should have Malcolm Gladwell on the podcast.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, hey, Malcolm, if you're listening, we'd love to have you. Bring us home, Melinda Lux.
Okay. I love this line. It's going to be another line. Thank you. It's a quote. But it really inspired me to inspire myself. And in the sense that just around getting to work is in the book, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. And he's talking about how someone asks, like, hey, like, are you inspired every day? Like, whatever, like, you write all these books, you do all these things. Like, what, how does that work? And he's just like, yeah, inspiration strikes every morning at 9 o'clock. That's when he sits down just to work. And I feel that especially now, there's like, we all have a lot of time on our hands, and not to say that everybody's lives have changed or is in a shift necessarily. And there's a different, time is seen very differently right now. Like, I still keep my calendar. I still am like on Zoom calls now, phone calls and whatever. And it's been really easy to act like there's so much time, and so I don't actually have to sit down and get to work. And when inspiration strikes is when I sit down and get to work.
Gosh, I freaking love that.
That's it.
Period. Mic drop.
Mic drop moment.
Yes.
Throw your headphones to the ground, Melinda. No, don't.
Marina, edit it out.
You got anything for us? You inspired? Mm. Let me put it this way. Are you willing to be inspired?
The last thing I want to say about this is, though inspiration seems, as the Greek philosopher said, comes from the gods, you can just get that by simply choosing to want it and be open to receiving it.
Because you're a god or a goddess or God X.
God X.
Which I think is gender neutral god. The last thing I'll say to you guys is, I had an epiphany. Oh, angels, angels and sparkles. And my epiphany was that when I get present, I have so much more space to get inspired, be inspired, and go do the thing that I want to do and take that next step forward. And the way that I get present is by getting into my body. Because I know this is true for all humans. When we get all up in our heads and start thinking about stuff, we're just not present. So by getting into my body, I'm like, I get into, you know what I get into, guys? When I get into my body, here, I'll give you a hint.
Breath.
This is like ASMR.
I hate it.
So bad.
Anyway, that was the last time we will be doing ASMR and BYO Blanket. But yeah, breathing. Never again. Breathing. Get into your breath, listener. Get into your body. And from that vantage point, see what next step is there for you. How lovely. Oh, epiphany, angel. Oh my gosh, guys. That's can you believe how fast that went, Melinda?
It's so fast. Even listening to your podcast, I was like, wait a second, it's over? I'm not ready.
Well, you're going to come back on, okay? Yes, we loved having you. Yes. Listener, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to all of our stuff. You probably already are, and that's how you know to listen to us. That ends this episode. Everyone, just say bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Blanket Ninjas.
BYO Blanket is a production of The Light Generation.
The BYO Blanket jingle was composed and produced by Studio Sassafras Music in Houston, Texas.
And the vocals are by Jessica Zoller. Thanks for listening.